everybody. Hello.
Cheers. What's for good, New Orleans? I need help. I need reinforcements.
How y'all doing out there?
Hi.
I feel like I'm off campus of the convention center and Superdome, so this is real New Orleans, right?
It's a moment.
Can I get some real New Orleans? Thank you. I'm Corey Murray.
I'm Charlie Penn.
I'm Yolanda Sanguini.
And we are...
Yes, girl.
Any of y'all listen?
Yes!
We're so happy to be here.
We definitely have a special guest coming for you. Some of you may have seen.
But where's everybody from? No.
Oh, D.C.
I heard D.C.
Are you real D.C. or are you PG County like me?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Jersey? Anybody Jersey?
Okay.
Well, we are so happy to be here. We love The Read.
Oh,
we have early fans of the
early
show.
Early fans of The Read. So I was sharing with Crystal earlier that the first time I ever heard The Read, or when I really fell in love with it, was, I don't know if you remember when she was talking about K. Michelle. It was like the third episode. And I was like, oh, shit, this podcast. What was your first memory?
Same. Yolanda came in the office and told everybody we have to listen right away. She was like, stop working and listen to The Read. So we did, and we've been big fans. What about you, Corey?
So I was a bit of a nerd. I was like, what's a podcast? I don't understand what it is. And one of the coolest editors at Essence, Janine Amber, she was like, you've got to listen to The Read. They are the only black podcast on. And I literally typed in, like, black podcast. And The Read came up. And actually, we started stalking Crystal, which at that point was...
I know we're not alone.
You know, we found her pretty easily. We took her to lunch and started talking to her. And after that, I became, like...
It was love.
I just became a fan.
Yeah. Speaking of fans, we are huge fans of our guest tonight.
Oh, my God.
Corey's going to do her proper introduction.
Y'all know we couldn't come to New Orleans and just talk to nobody.
Okay.
All right. We couldn't just talk to any. We couldn't talk to celebs we already talked to, have access to. We had to bring in someone who, you know, I think we normally wouldn't be in New York.
Right.
Or
absolutely.
Brooklyn, you know.
True New Orleans.
So, but first I kind of want to read some receipts.
Yes.
All right. So, this person has her own show on Fuse Network called Queen of Bounce. Yeah. Y'all don't know who I'm talking about.
Who are we talking about?
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. That's not who you think it is.
Oh, but it is.
It is.
Who's here, Corey?
Big motherfucker Frida's in the house.
Girl down. You already know.
The love is so real.
This my city, girl.
I love how New Orleans loves you back.
Thank you, baby.
But wait, can we just look at the bag, baby?
Okay,
the
can bag. We get a bag,
the bag
tour?
Woo! And wait, as Yolanda likes to say, how many inches is that? Okay.
Inches. What we got?
Inches.
It's about 26.
It's just 26. Just 26.
Ain't nothing but a bob. Wow. Welcome to Yes Girl. It's so good to have you.
Thank you.
And those nails.
Yes,
and
girl.
Those nails.
Now, did you get those nails especially for Essence Fest?
I did.
See? That's okay. What I'm talking about.
Yes.
There are moments.
We were overdue in having you, but
absolutely.
We are so happy. You're performing.
Yes, I am too. This Sunday gonna be lit, baby. Get there early. Get there early.
Y'all better get there early for
get there
real.
Don't You've treat us warned. Like Escape did. Escape treated us wrong because they were trying to say we didn't properly plan. But y'all telling y'all, get there early. Please.
Get there early.
Get there early.
You've been warned.
Big Frida and Janet on the same night. Goddamn.
I'm not ready.
All right.
There will be no edges left.
None.
So I want to practice. You already know. Is that good?
That's good. That's
okay.
A start.
I like
you
it.
Heard the vibrato?
Yes. Definitely vibrato.
Yes. So we all know you as the Queen of Bounce, and some of us that are not from, you know, the city of New Orleans may not know what bounce music is. What does it mean to be the Queen of Bounce, and what is bounce?
School to people.
Well, for me, being the Queen of Bounce is just really taking my reign for putting in so much work over the years. I've been in the game for 20-plus years now, and thank you. This has not been an easy journey in representing the culture of New Orleans and bounce music, but I was consistent. I stuck with it. I never gave up. I did clubs sometimes 7 nights a week, 4 or 5 shows in one night. I worked really, really hard at becoming the Queen of Bounce, and I just need to wear my crown.
Your hustle.
Wear it.
Your hustle is unprecedented. You hustle hard.
I do. And for people who don't know what bounce music is, it's ass shaking.
Yes.
So when I explain it, what it is to people, I say it's up-tempo, heavy bass, call and response type music. But it's, you know, a subgenre of hip-hop here in New Orleans. It was captivating here in New Orleans for so many years. And then I started to travel national outside of New Orleans and take it around the world. And then also my platform with Fuse helped me to get it around the world even bigger and broader. And I'm just very grateful and very humble to have, you know, represent this culture and my people of New Orleans. Love y'all too.
Now, you're not new to this. You are true to this. You grew up in the church. Music has always been a part of your life.
It has. It has. So when I grew up in the church, I started at a very early age, about 7 years old. I started singing in a choir. By the time I was 17, I was the choir director. I sung many, many years with different choirs, Gospel Soul Children, Gospel Music Workshop of America, Lois Dejon, many people around New Orleans. And I also was the choir director at my high school, which was Walter L. Coyne. Yes. And then after I even graduated, I went back and taught the high school students for about 2 years after that. So music has always been a big influence for me and been a part of my life. It was kind of hard for me to transition from gospel to bounce music, but when I had the support of the people at my church, it was an easy transition, and I'm very grateful for them supporting me as well, because I'll see them at the club, and I'll see them on Sunday morning.
But what inspired you to go to Bounce? Like, who was that artist, or what was the mood? Or
well, it was the community, also along with my best friend, Katie Redd, who was the first, yes. Katie was the first transsexual to come out with bounce music in New Orleans in 1998. And I was Katie's best friend, so I started helping background Katie, helping her to create songs in the studio and write lyrics and all of that. And when we started this, we were just having fun, beating on the hallways in the projects, running up and down Melphamine to Josephine, and having all of our girls just, you know, having fun at nighttime, just doing what we love to do. And it began to be a true job for me. And when I said that I was going to take it and make this my only job, and I didn't want to work for anybody else anymore, I went full force with it and didn't look back.
Nice. I love it.
Do you remember the first song that you put out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Diesel's They Made. That was actually my first song, and for this song to come around, you know, 18 years later and have to be a part of Drake's project, it's very special to me. This was really one of my first songs, and it's just unbelievable.
Can I say this? Recently, there was a Twitter thread that went around and ID'd all the songs that we say in popular culture now that has been attributed to the LGBT community. So thank you for your contributions
to
keep it alive.
Yes, no
thank
problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
And speaking of, I remember reading an interview where you said that you knew at 12 who you were and that, you know, that you were gay and you were very accepting. Talk about your acceptance and that confidence and where it comes from such a young age.
Well, I mean, for me, I knew I liked the boys.
It was clear as day, honey.
You know, and when I realized that for my 13th birthday, all of my friends were over, and I felt the courage to tell my mom then. And, you know, she was like, baby, mama already know, you know.
Mama's always
and
know.
And the next morning, she woke me up, and she said, well, did anybody harm you or hurt you or try to molest you or any of that? And I was like, no, mama, I just like boys. And so my mama started to protect me even more from that point on. She started to accept me. She embraced me, and she loved and nurtured me. She said that, mama gonna accept you for who you are. And once the person who born me accepted me, there was no other worry in the world for me.
Wow.
I love it.
Can we give it up for mamas who, and papas who accept their children for who they are?
Thank you.
Thank you to them. You know, but I do want to talk about the glam, because, baby,
it's a moment.
It's always a look.
You get girl, looks. And it takes time.
Yes.
It's a job, honey. Sitting in that chair, getting beat, and putting the face on, and getting the hairdo and the nails done. But, you know, it has to be done being in the position that I am. And I like to dress. My mom was a jazzy lady, and I get my style and my class from my mom. So, you know, just knowing how to throw something together real quick. It might be cheap one day. It might be expensive. You'll never know.
I love it.
It's just all about how you put it together, honey bun.
Okay.
Now, do you do any of it yourself, or are you completely at the hands of...
I dress myself all the time. I don't have a stylist, so I dress myself completely. I don't do my own hair or makeup. I wasn't that talented in that division. That was my mom. My mom was my hairdresser for a very long time, because she did hair for 30-plus years. So my mom kept me up. Me, my brother, and my sister, we always had the newest, flyest dudes. So that's where I get, you know, being inspired from a mother who was in the hair industry and, you know, had to go to hair shows. We went with her to hair shows. We traveled. So we did all kind of cool stuff to stay up on, you know, what was in style at the time.
I remember an episode of Queen of Bounce, and you were in Brazil, and the tassels weren't right. And your stylist was like, I got to get these tassels right. It was the tassels was important.
Well, I mean, you know, it was her project, so she had to make sure her project went all right. They was going to talk about her, not me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you rep the Third Ward.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's Born the name of raised. Your EP.
But that's the name of your EP. For those of us who aren't from New Orleans, what's the Third Ward all about?
Can
we get the last thing?
Uptown. Uptown West goes down. Well, I'm born and from the Third Ward. I grew up on Josephine Street, which is not far from here. You know, it's just my neighborhood where I grew up and where we lived for many, many years. And all the surrounding area is we call that Uptown, which is the whole entire Third Ward, which is from the Melf Mac, Calio, Josephine, PNC, 3rd and G, 2nd and D, all the wards in between. But I'm, you know, it all makes up the Third Ward.
Now, tell me, that's the name of your album, but Third Ward Bounce is your debut EP, but you've been doing this.
Yes, I've been doing this, but when they say debut, it is my first EP on a major record label.
What? Say it again.
A major record label.
All right.
So I was blessed enough to sign a deal finally with Asylum Records. I was independent for a very long time, and I put out my own stuff, so I made my own money. And I did all of my own videos and all of that. In this business, you have to put out money in order to make money, and that's exactly what I did. I invested in myself and believed in myself. So I finally was able to get blessed with a record label who has a team of people, which is Asylum, Hooster, Warner, and they have been going full force nonstop. I'm like the top of the list for the record label, and so many wonderful things have been happening, and so many doors have been opening. So I'm very, very grateful for them. And this EP has been my most streamed music thus far in my career.
Yes. 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 I just need a little bit of advice for those of us who are twerk challenged. Well endowed, I have all the right parts, but I just can't do it.
Well, I tell people all the time. At home, look in the mirror and practice in the mirror. Okay?
Not on Instagram.
No, right. Not on Instagram. Don't embarrass yourself just yet. So you have to know the way that you want your body to move. So it's important to look at yourself in a mirror, full body mirror. And you can just twerk all day and all night. And you can make it move the way you want to move. But for us here in New Orleans, we're born with it. You know, we come out as babies in diapers, shaking our little rompers. And even grandmas who's old, we know how to shake the rompers. You understand?
And you were telling us backstage when the moms are pregnant, they start shaking it while they're pregnant and the baby comes out just ready.
Twerk down. Twerk ready.
But okay, I'm challenged. What is the alternative to the twerk? Is there one, or I just sit down?
Listen, everybody can do it, no matter what size butt you have. Everybody can learn to do it. Okay.
First, you gotta look back at it and see what you're working with.
Girl, y'all.
Well, you gotta give the people what they want.
Do I have somebody gonna come twerk for me? Do I have a twerker gonna come twerk for me?
I want to take a lesson. I need a lesson. But before we go there, you gave us the origins of the twerk.
Yes.
From Africa, right?
Yes. So this style of dancing comes from West India, Africa, which is a style of Mapuka that they banned in Africa and didn't want them to do this. And they banned it from being on the internet. They banned it from being done in the country. But our people still made sure that this dance is alive, and it has transcended all over the world. So we're very grateful for Africa.
And I'm from Africa, so I have no excuse.
Yes, you sure don't. Girl down.
You need the proper
girl
lesson.
Down.
Where's the volunteer?
Oh, wait, where did you go?
All right, come on, make your way, baby. Make your way.
Wait.
I'm ready.
You gotta come, though. What's up?
Not over there. Nobody can see you.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Sitting down on her chair.
Can we play some music?
Do we have a little bounce?
Yes.
I like that karaoke with Lizzo. I like that.
All right, I'm ready. This is happening.
I'm ready for this. Corey, are we judging? What are we doing?
I'm a play on my phone.
All right. I'm gonna do mine back here.
Right. With my butt facing this way.
Let me see what y'all got, y'all. Right. Let me see what they're working with.
Group lessons. What are we doing?
Make your ass face the audience. Yeah.
Yes. Corey, we got the wrong view.
She's a twerker, huh?
I know, she's teasing.
Oh, that was everything. Oh.
Yes, ladies, yes.
Come on, what you got for me? You ain't got nothing for me?
Yes.
That's a moment.
Professional.
Wait, she a professional.
Oh, she needs the music up higher.
Give me a little bit more music. Can you judge us? What are we? I mean, she's clearly winning. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she's
clearly
won.
Winning.
Oh, she's been practicing.
You have to do it like this.
Okay. Yay! Yeah! Woo!
Yes! That was it.
And there you
have
it.
Y'all gotta come see y'all last Sunday.
That was your masterclass.
You gave us
everyone.
A tease. A tease.
Yes.
Girl down.
That was your blessing.
Just
for
a little tease.
That was the blessing.
Y'all make some noise for our volunteers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Frida, you make me think now. First of all, can we pay homage to this purse?
Aww.
This handbag.
Yes.
But where do you feel most at home?
At home.
Okay.
No, literally at my house. It's kind of hard for me to do anything now in the city, so even like just driving my car or making groceries or anything. Y'all know y'all see me in Walmart, y'all. You might see me in the Family Dollar anywhere.
So you can still shop alone? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I always shop alone.
Really?
I don't do all that. You know, I'm still hood, girl.
You know, no entourage for you.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to come over for some dinner because you are a master cook.
Oh, yeah. I throws down.
Oh, and I want to come over for the decor because did I read correctly? Is this rumor or receipt? Were you an interior designer?
Yes, I still have my company.
Hustle hard.
Yeah, I've decorated for many years as long as I've been rapping.
What?
But I don't have a chance to do it as much now because the music has taken over. But, yeah, I have a couple of weddings coming up, so it's still a passion for me.
Love it.
What don't you do? We love it.
Oh, my goodness.
I try to do it all. A little, you know, a little jack of trades.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love it. But, all right, your manager, Tony B, told us backstage, you're going to be going to Africa soon.
Yes.
Yes. I know you're here for Essence Fest, but we have a fest that we love as well. Tell us where you're going to be at the end of the year.
I will be at Afropunk Africa.
In my hometown.
Yes, yes.
Johannesburg.
I'm really excited just to embrace the culture and go back to my roots and just really enjoy and take it all in. I want to stay a few days. I plan on staying a few days beyond the festival and just really just explore it all. I'm really, really excited.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Please. How many of y'all got Third World Bounce on your phone right now?
You should do it right all now. Right. Download.
Right now.
Download.
I got it.
I want to ask you, though, you know, a lot of times some of us, when we're talking about Big Frida, do we say he? Do we say she? What does Big Frida want us to say? Do we say they? What
would you girl, you can say he or she. I know who I am.
Yes.
Okay.
And there you have it.
I know who I am. So people always have, like, what's your preferred pronoun? It doesn't matter. I was born a man. You know, I may, you know, do the girly things, but I'm just a gay male, and I answer to boy, girl, whatever. I'm Freddie, I'm Frida, I'm whatever. If I need to flip the switch, I'll do that too.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Well,
I'm gonna call you Big Motherfucking Frida. That's
yes,
what you are.
Okay,
Frida.
Thank you.
That's well,
you
Big Motherfucking Frida, before you go, we do want to hear you say yes, girl, like in a Big Frida kind of way.
Yes, girl.
Yes. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Be sure
thank
to
you.
Use
you.
Hashtag
I love you guys. Thank you, New Orleans. Yes. You already know.
Yes. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. We'll see Big Frida at the Super Lounge on Sunday at the Superdome.